Hi, this is Drew, and thanks for listening to our podcast. Hopefully you've been enjoying our show for a while now, but if you're a brand new listener, then the next 50 seconds are not for you, so just go ahead and fast forward a bit. I just wanted to ask our longtime listeners to consider becoming patrons of The Drew Marshall Show, because by throwing us just a few bucks each month, you'll be helping what many tell us is the most brutally authentic spiritual show they've ever heard stay on the air. Look, as loyal podcast listeners, you've been getting the same programming our radio listeners have been hearing live Saturdays 1 to 5 for the last 16 years. Except you get to hear everything commercial-free, you smart consumer, you. Well, because of a brand new arrangement with our studio, our expenses have now gone through the roof. And to be brutally honest, we could use the help to cover those costs. So just before you go to bed tonight, maybe you could stop by our website and click on the giant click here to become a patron sign. And if a whole bunch of you were able to scrounge up like $4 per month, then individually your $4 would have just made a massive difference in helping us cover what it costs to bring you the Drew Marshall Show. Okay, that's it. Sorry to bug you. Now on with the show. I hope you have a good sleep tonight after you become a patron. Cue the music, Tim. Here we go. Letters from listeners. Really? This is the background music?
Bruce wrote me a letter.
Oh my goodness, because of one line?
It says it in the song.
But it's got lyrics supposed to have like background music. Like the schmaltzy...
I can get that going if you want. All right.
No, no.
Key change.
Okay. We're running out of time. Okay, turn it off. I don't want to listen to it. Hi, Drew. Thanks for getting in touch. I'm from Port Coquitlam, BC, in a suburb of Vancouver. I first started listening to the Drew Marshall Show off the back of the famous Huntley Street interview that you did. And I've been listening to the podcast ever since. I'm good friends with Bob Gadd, who is also from the same area and has interacted with you in the show once in a while. I'm a Christian and I work in IT. I have two teenage daughters and my wife and I have been married for 21 years. I play piano. I'm part of a band with friends from my youth where we play only once a year. My influences are Sky Jathani, Bruxy Cavey, Greg Boyd, Richard Moore, Mike McCarg, who's like Science Mike, Rob Bell, Tony Campolo, Brian McLaren, and lots of others. You once asked my friend Bob to tell you one interesting thing about Port Coquitlam. Well, I know I would have answered like this. Our small community is home to Canada's greatest hero.
Drew Marshall.
Terry Fox, close. And one of Canada's most notorious mass murderers.
Drew Marshall.
You knew that was coming. Robert Picton.
Oh, okay, that
who
guy.
Who lured street workers to his pig farm. I find that dichotomy quite interesting about our community. They should probably put that on the sign out front.
Home of two extremes.
A village of extremes. I've enjoyed your show for the things you've emphasized over the last few years, authentic direct interactions with people on spiritual matters. My favorite segment's probably the authors where you make it personal. I imagine you have regrets about sharing some personal stuff on your show about your life over the years, but I really liked it when you were honest with Ravi Zacharias and others about you not being sure there's a God. I could care less about Christian media that plays it safe and warm and fuzzy and boring. I think your journey is something that is more compelling and authentic, something that other people can relate to. Your journey has helped me to extricate myself. Ooh, sounds like it could hurt. Well, it's like Benny. You really got Benny Hill in the background?
This is instrumental goofy mix.
Your journey has helped me to extricate myself from the Christian tribal bubble while still trying to follow Jesus. I'm happy that you've set your show up on Patreon. I really like the patron model as a way for people to support artists and that are producing work they enjoy. For me, being a patron of your show feels retroactive. It's a way for me to show appreciation as a longtime listener. I know that the media business is struggling, and I think it's good to promote that idea. If you like something, then support it, just like you do with the musical guests you have on your show. Okay, this is a really long-winded letter, so thanks for what you're doing. I hope you're able to get the support you need. Love, Mike. I'm just kidding. He didn't say awesome. Love.
Well, I'm sure he meant it.
Thanks, Mike.
Mikey likes it.
You tell I'm genuine because my voice went high again. I've been doing that a lot lately. I wonder if it's like old age or something.
Could be.
Really, the Andy Griffith? Okay, can you just kill the music because you're distracting me with this? Uh-oh, I don't know who this is from. I didn't put a name down on it. Hello, Drew. From Milton, Ontario, originally from Trzebinia, Poland.
Whoa.
Is that how you say it? Trezebinia? I don't know.
Trezebinia she's from Poland. Sounds French.
I possess one of those funny Eastern European accents.
Yeah,
I listened to Joy 1250, and that's how I found out about your show. I think I discovered it about 5 years ago. I listened to your show from your website while I do housework chores for my five-people family. P.S. I like many smells.
Right now, I'm baking an apple pie, and I really enjoy the smell of homemade cinnamon. Homemade cinnamon apple pie.
Cinnamon.
Why can't I remember her name? I can do this.
Perhaps we can read next time is this. I love the smell of cinnamon. Do you want me to
I think that's Magdalena.
Oh, well, you know what? That would make sense.
That makes sense, right? Yeah. Here's another one. Hi, Drew. I want to thank you for
one
much
needed. Helium Brothers.
I just wanted to thank you for a much needed spiritual program that is serious, humorous, informative, and downright silly. Wise guy, eh? This is what the world needs now. Drew Seat? First heard about TDMS after your appearance on the Humble and Fred show. At that time, I was having my own crisis of faith, and I thought your show could inspire a religious epiphany. Sadly, it didn't work.
I love it.
And I had to stop listening because of some of your guests were far too dogmatic. Mm. On a more positive note, I found what I was looking for through an oddball character who bugged me when I was running in the park. I tried to avoid him, but every so often he cornered me into a chat. That sounds scary. Restraining order. He certainly had a different view of the world since I didn't avoid topic of religion and he assuredly recommended a couple of books. After much resistance on my part, this encounter completely changed my life. Yes, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Okay. There isn't really a name for my new religion. I guess I prefer it that way. Now, I don't think the details of my faith are that important here, but you should know that I'm back to listening to the Drew Marshall Show. The problem was never the show. It was me. I've become more accepting of all faiths so I can even stomach the more organized crowd. Don't get me wrong. I still roll my eyes at some of the stuff they say, but I accept that all your guests have something to offer, and I welcome their point of view. In a sense, your show has become my new church. It's a safe place to congregate and discuss God without the preachiness. Amen, sister. All was going smoothly until you mentioned that the station is charging you for your airtime. Despite being extremely cheap, I dug deep and became a patron. Don't want to lose the show that puts the joy back in religion.
Ooh,
see what
nice.
They did there?
Yeah, excellent.
I consider it money well spent. It's not much, but I hope it helps. Thank you and Tim the Tool for all the banter. All the best, Laura. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, everybody. Thanks, folks. This is Mike Tyson. All right, listen, if you missed any of today's show, you can certainly go to, what do? You follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and we'll let you know when all the interviews from today are loaded onto iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeartMedia, and our website, drewmarshall.ca. Especially our interview with the amazing Kreskin that happened today at 2 o'clock. We'll post that later this week. We'll see you next week, folks. Thanks for tuning in.